I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist. You might not have heard of Bihar, but it's a place where something special is going on in terms of radio, assuming, of course, that you consider radio to be audio entertainment with a human connection on any platform, like any right-minded person does. Bihar is a state in India. 99.2 million people live there. The UK, Ireland, Denmark, Switzerland and Norway all rolled into one. It's big. And if you're wanting to sell things, it's a desirable place to be. Unilever has things it wants to sell there, from Dove and Lifebuoy soap to Active Wheel, it's a detergent, and Lipton tea. But there's a problem with that because few people read newspapers there and television only gets in front of 20% of people. It's hard to build a brand in Bihar. And then there's the problem of daily power cuts. Every day, for between 6 and 8 hours, the power goes off. A television turns from being an exciting entertainment option to a useless large black piece of plastic. However, Unilever Hindustan was aware of one statistic that could help them. 86% of people in Bihar have a mobile phone, which of course comes with its own battery. So they launched their own mobile radio station called Kan Kajura Tesan, earworm radio channel if you were going to translate it. It doesn't work over data since that will cost listeners money. Instead, it takes advantage of the fact that most mobile networks in the world accept incoming calls for free. So it works by using a missed call. Call a number, let it ring once, and put the phone down. The system then calls you back and gives you 15 minutes of great free radio. The radio station offers Bollywood music, news and jokes, as well as advertising for Unilever's products. Cleverly, the system means that you can begin to profile each listener too, by asking them one question before they listen. Over time, that builds up to nicely detailed data, all linked by the person's mobile phone number. 8 million people heard this station in its first 6 months. It's now reached over 43 million, according to its website, after the station was rolled out to other Indian states. The cost per acquisition is just 4 US cents. And while it doesn't use AM or FM, it's still just as much deserving of the moniker radio as those that do. You can get my newsletter at james.crid.land. And until next time, keep listening.